Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Now to Washington, D.C., and Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, where the focus is not anything to do with voting in Egypt, but instead the continuing talks or non-talks or short talks continually interrupted talks about the various financial deadlines looming for Washington early next year. I can't tell if these negotiations, Todd, are actually happening or if it's a fiscalis interruptus. Welcome to the program. Which is it?
Hi, John. It's a little bit of both. The negotiations are happening, but it's really hard to tell how well they're going. Latest wrinkle, last night in the Capitol, waiting on Speaker John Boehner, his return from a meeting at the White House. He went over at about 5 p.m., returned around 6. I asked him, any progress, Mr. Speaker? He said, nice to see you. But the meeting lasted about 50 minutes between him and the president.
And, you know, it was a pretty colorful news conference that Boehner held there, really dodging most of the questions, it seemed, about where he stands on taxes, what sort of flexibility he or the president may have already signaled. But this fiscal cliff business is only one of the sideshows going on in Washington and one of the deadlines looming.
Well, that's true. We've been talking about the fiscal cliff, and rightfully so. But, John, there is another aspect to this that a lot of the public isn't paying attention to, but it's a bit of a nightmare that they're going to remember from last year, I'm sorry to say. Fiscal cliff, sure. Remember the debt limit?
Of course.
Yeah. The debt limit scenario seems to be coming back. And John Boehner has made clear in recent weeks, even yesterday and weeks ago, that he sees, again, just like last year, significant leverage for him and his party to extract big spending cuts from Democrats by using the debt limit. Listen to John Boehner here some weeks ago. This is about 3 weeks ago, describing how he views the debt limit.
As I told the president a couple weeks ago, there's a lot of things I've wanted in my life, but almost all of them had a price tag attached to them. And if we're going to talk about the debt limit in this, then there's going to be some price tag associated with it.
Although this is another one of these cut off your nose to spite your face kind of things, the reason the debt limit presumably would have leverage for Republicans is that the markets around the world pay a lot more attention to that than they're paying to the fiscal cliff, and the president really needs to deliver on that. But the Republicans took a big hit on the whole debt ceiling business last year, yes?
They did, John. Last year was the first time that anybody could remember that the debt limit and the threat of a default, which is what the debt limit is, if we go beyond it, let's say in February or March, and the Treasury can no longer pay on its obligations, can no longer pay back those T-bills, and our bond rating is decreased as it was during the debt limit fight, then the bond markets react. Then that has a major, immediate impact on the economy and on interest rates, quite different from what happens on January 2nd if no deal is reached on the fiscal cliff. A very different scenario. Last year was the first time that the threat of a default had been used for political leverage, and everybody thought it was over forever. You just heard John Boehner saying there, no, we want to do it again. Now, the question is, how much leverage does he really have to do it? There are plenty of conservatives on John Boehner's right shoulder, urging him, telling him, forcing him, use the debt limit. It's the only leverage we have. We don't have any leverage in these fiscal cliff talks. Taxes are going up anyway. President Obama is going to get a lot of what he wants out of us because the law's on his side. The tax rates are expiring. There's nothing we can do about that except cut a deal. Except next year, if we don't deal away the debt limit now, John Boehner, because next year you're going to have a lot more leverage. John, you ask, is there a political price to be paid? Well, that's part of John Boehner's calculation here, part of his calculus. Could he extract some promises from Democrats? Maybe. But President Obama has said flat out, if you mention debt limit, I'm not dealing. Democrats on Capitol Hill say we're not having that conversation again. John Boehner, if you want to mess around with the debt limit, it's up to you. Listen to Chuck Schumer here, who helps call the shots for Senate Democrats, talking about how he sees the politics of the debt limit the second time around.
If, you know, there was some talk, well, they'll have debt ceiling and they'll use it to force real tough cuts on Medicare. They want to tie holding back the debt ceiling to voucherize Medicare, make our day. I couldn't write a better scenario from our point of view.
Whoa. Well, Schumer's in a good mood here. All this seems to have put Boehner in a good mood. You heard him yesterday. If ands and buts were candy and nuts, every day would be Christmas. Is he
one of John Boehner's favorite lines whenever a reporter asks him about any kind of hypothetical? But this debt limit scenario is a hypothetical now, and John Boehner has said more than candy and nuts. He has said, we're using it. We'll see if he follows through. There's lots of peril and there's lots of danger involved in the debt limit fight. In a lot of ways, John, more serious than the fiscal cliff.
Indeed. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Tell us what your favorite wacky or snappy Boehner saying is. Do you have the colorful, eccentric relative who can compete with the Boehnermeister, Speaker of the House?
There are two things that people should never watch. Sausage being made and laws being made. It's just not a pretty picture.
Sydney wants to compete on our Facebook page. Christmas in Washington, D.C. has been canceled this year. Apparently, they could not find three wise men. There's a zinger for you.
So you can't be serious.
Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to weigh in on this conversation or anything else you hear coming up. Alan Cumming and Hobbits. Stay with us. It's The Takeaway.